This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
89% of Australian adults believe it is a parent's responsibility to teach children about consent and their body. In spite of that, less than half of Aussie parents, carers and grandparents have been open with their kids about consent and their body. This Child Protection Week, Act for Kids is encouraging parents to talk to their kids about consent from a young age. Dr. Katrina Lyons is a child psychologist. She's also the CEO of Act for Kids. Welcome, Dr. Katrina.
Thanks, Katrina.
We've been in lockdown here in Sydney for a long time. And, you know, that means that kids have missed out on a lot of the school education that they would normally get on these sort of topics, things like the life education van. Are you concerned that some kids might be missing out on important health and safety messages because they're not at school?
Definitely, because we truly believe that early education is the key to empowering kids to seek help when they feel unsafe. And school is often the place that children get those messages, because the research that we've just done found that the majority of parents believe that it's only appropriate to start teaching children about consent after they start school. So there's a big gap between 0 and 4 when we know kids are vulnerable. But if that's the expectation, that it happens at school or after school age, then at the moment, for a lot of kids, it's not happening.
Mm. Do you think that kids are more vulnerable when we're in this lockdown kind of situation?
They definitely are. And we now have, nearly 18, or more than 18 months of data across the country to show that there are greater numbers of reports of child abuse. We know that families are under stress. There is, massive increase in domestic violence where, children are at risk in those periods as well. And just from a developmental perspective, missing school is, creates a risk for kids.
Mm. What do you want Australian parents to know about how to talk to their kids about consent?
Well, I think what we want people to understand is that it's not a tricky conversation. You don't have to go into a full-blown conversation about, sex and bodies and all the rest of it with little kids. You just teach them about the consent concept in normal everyday conversations, the same as you teach them why they need to clean their teeth and eat their veggies. It's about, being boss of their body and having everyday conversations about, is it okay to take your shirt off? We're just about to have a bath, and explaining why you're doing those things and giving them options and choice, because that's really, for little kids, the start of where the idea of consent and bodily autonomy comes from.
Yeah, can you explain that sort of idea about body autonomy a little bit more and how we can apply that in our family context?
Sure. So as adults, if somebody touched us in a way we didn't like, generally we would be taken aback and we would say something. But 69% of the adults we surveyed said that they don't believe you should have to ask a child's permission before you touch them. So that's, 69% of adults.
So when you say touch them, that could just be like they walk in the door and you give them a hug or a kiss or take their hand, that sort of thing?
Yeah, any kind of touch. And those things, you do in your families where it's acceptable, and that's loving touch that's in as part of your families. But sometimes, we force that on kids in other ways by, Auntie so-and-so has come over, go and give her a hug. If the child doesn't know Auntie, it's actually probably got nothing much to do with Auntie, but they might not want to give her a hug. So what you do then is just give the child a choice so they know that it's their choice. And so it might be, Auntie so-and-so's arrived. You can say hello, you can give her a hug, you can give her a high five. It's up to you. And it's the choice bit that's the important bit, because it's that idea that you have the right to touch people how, or have people touch you how you want to be touched, but also the other person has the right too.
Yeah. I mean, we all want to protect our kids. Can you give us, an idea of what are the essential steps that parents should take to protect their kids and make sure they're not vulnerable?
Yep. So I think education, again, is the key. So parents should educate themselves about the issues of consent and sex and relationships, and not overcomplicate it. You know, it's always an age-appropriate conversation with your child. And if you start when they are really little and it's just a part of everyday conversations, the same as using anatomically correct names for body parts is a part of everyday conversations, then it's not a big deal when they go to school and someone starts talking to them about these things. So the first 5 years are crucial.
Mm. Okay. And if any final words, any message that you want to give to Australian parents for Child Protection Week?
Look, this message this Child Protection Week is that every child and every community needs a fair go. And if we give kids the skills and knowledge that they need to empower them to be the boss of their bodies and to grow up feeling like they can say no, then we've created a safer, more respectful society.
Okay, thank you so much. That's Dr. Katrina Lyons from Act for Kids for Child Protection Week. You can find more helpful resources online at actforkids.com.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.